This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus John Leland Phelps, decided July 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. State of Missouri, Respondent v. WD86308, John Leland Phelps, opinion filed July 8, 2025. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri. The Honorable Corey L. Atkins, Judge before Division II, Cynthia L. Martin, Presiding Judge, Gary D. Witt, Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge John Leland Phelps, Phelps, appeals from his convictions and sentence entered by the trial court after a jury found him guilty of 2 counts of felony statutory rape in the first degree, 1 count of felony statutory sodomy in the first degree, 1 count of felony sodomy in the first degree, 1 count of the Class D felony of incest, and 1 count of the Class E felony of incest. Phelps raises 1 point on appeal, claiming the trial court abused its discretion in overruling Phelps's objections and allowing testimony that Phelps engaged in certain sexual acts with his spouse. Phelps argues this evidence was substantially more too prejudicial than probative, in that it had little probative value. It was detailed and graphic, and the inadmissible evidence directly related to the subject matter of the charged offenses, thus resulting in the jury finding Phelps guilty due to his sexual proclivities. We affirm. Factual and procedural history 1. In 2009, Phelps pled guilty to 1 count of felony child molestation in the first degree. In 2016, after serving his sentence for that conviction, Phelps returned to living with his spouse, his son, and his 12-year-old daughter, victim. Within a week of coming home, Phelps came into victim's bedroom at night and put his penis inside a victim's vagina. Before penetrating victim, Phelps told her, "I have the title, so why not?" Phelps stopped whenever he was done, and victim stayed in her room. Phelps penetrated victim's vagina with his penis again the following night. Phelps continued to abuse his daughter nearly every day, and at some point, Phelps touched victim's vagina with his mouth. Victim did not report the abuse because Phelps threatened her. This included threats to skin the cats alive and to kill spouse and son. Phelps also threatened to hurt victim and to kill or hurt himself. Victim believed Phelps when he threatened her because of his former military career. 1. We review the evidence in the light most favorable to the jury's verdict. State v. Gant, 708 SW 3D899902, MOAP WD 2025. Quoting State v. Winfrey, 337 SW 3D13, Mobank, 2011. 3. On September 17, 2016, victim had a friend, over to spend the night. The two slept in victim's bed. At some point, while victim was sleeping, friend saw Phelps enter victim's bedroom and remove blankets from victim. Phelps briefly left the room and returned again. This time, friend could hear Phelps remove victim's clothes and then heard a wet sound coming from victim's vaginal area. The next day, friend sent a text message to victim and another friend to tell victim what had happened. After spouse discovered the text messages on victim's phone, spouse took victim to the hospital for a physical examination. At trial, a child abuse pediatrician, confirmed this sexual assault. Victim and son were removed from the home. A law enforcement officer, sergeant, spoke with spouse in a child protection center, CPC. Forensic interviewer interviewed victim, but no charges were filed. And after a period of time, victim and son came back to live in the home with Phelps and spouse. In March 2017, sergeant again spoke with spouse and victim. Victim confirmed to sergeant that it was still occurring. Sergeant testified that he submitted this information to his supervisors via a police report. Phelps continued to assault victim. On one occasion between September 3, 2018 and September 10, 2018, instead of penetrating the victim's vagina as he normally would, Phelps inserted his penis in victim's butt. Victim tried to stop Phelps, including by kicking and screaming, but her strength was not enough to make him stop. Victim described it as horrible, and it caused her a lot of pain. 4. The next day, victim decided she would come home from school and commit suicide. While victim was at school, a friend grew concerned about her and forced victim to the counselor's office to tell them what was going on. Victim showed the counselor text messages Phelps had sent her. As a result, victim and son were again removed from the home. Victim returned to the hospital for another physical examination. Pediatrician testified that at this examination, victim reported both digital or hand-to-vaginal contact, as well as penis-to-vagina and penis-to-anus contact. Victim also reported physical aggression,